Well, it's certainly not surprised. You know, results and performances have been well below par this season. You know, a clear idea of how we liked our football to be played at Everton, how we like to be entertained. It's just, it's not materialised this season. And, you know, Ronald Koeman ultimately has to pay the price for that.
Why do you think it hasn't materialised?
He's obviously tried to find the answers. He's been changing formations a lot. He's been changing personnel a lot. But by doing so, you know, the players aren't getting a really settled run in the team. They're not having an understanding of where their teammates like to run. And, you know, the guy playing alongside them, they're not getting any kind of partnership with. And the teams looked really off this season. And, you know, Ronald Koeman, you'd expect him to do more on the training field to solve that, but it hasn't been solved.
A lot of the matches, they've had decent 15, 20-minute spells, but it's all appeared to be off the cuff, hasn't it? That there's no real pattern of play where you know what the Everton style or method is going to be.
No, we've been a far cry from where we even were last season. And you're right, obviously, we're missing a striker, which, you know, a striker can be a very, if not the most important part of your team and how you play. But because we haven't had a striker, we've lacked a system. We've lacked a real understanding of what it takes to score goals. And we don't look like we can score goals, and we're conceding them at the other end, which is, you know, it's led to some really, not only poor results, but some really poor performances.
Do you think ultimately it's been the manner of the way that Everton have played more than the results? I mean, being in the bottom three is obviously not acceptable as far as Evertonians are concerned. But if there was hope in the performances and they'd been unlucky, then things might have been different. But there hasn't been that much promise, has there?
No, that's it. And, you know, we've had poor runs in the past where results haven't been right, but performances have been okay. You could see signs of what was trying to be achieved and signs of the work on the training field, whereas at the moment you just can't see that. You can't understand what the manager's been working on through the week. You can't understand what system he's put out onto the field. He's changing the system three or four times, and he was starting to look desperate in his setting his teams out and how often he was changing things in the match. And if you do start to look desperate, then it's a clear indication that you know the time you've got at the club is coming to an end.
And for somebody who's known as an astute tactician, and we know what he was like as a footballer, how much of a surprise is that he appears to be struggling to set things up tactically and technically?
For large parts last season, he set up really solidly. He had a back four that was similar week in, week out. He had two, if not three, of the midfielders were holding or very dogged midfielders, Schneiderlin, Gay, Davis. And then he had a little bit of flair on top of that and a striker that could score goals. And if you do have that, then you can be as dogged as you can, and you can go to places and dig out a result and know that you're always going to score a goal. But at the moment, we don't look like we're going to score goals, and yet we've been as dogged as ever. And, you know, because of that, we're not being able to create chances to score goals, and teams are pushing up, denying no space for our number 10s. And because of that, then teams have attacked us like Burnley.